Officials are continuing their verbal punches while insisting they want to avoid war. Here is AP correspondent Matt Small.
They're among the more than 2,400 U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan since America's longest war began nearly 18 years ago. Their deaths come as acting Pentagon Chief Mark Esper prepared to talk with allies here at NATO headquarters in Brussels about the steps ahead. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg notes the U.S. will resume direct peace talks with the Taliban this weekend.
These talks are the only way to peace.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday in Kabul he hopes for a peace deal by September 1st.
That's certainly our mission.
Sagar Magani with the Acting Defense Secretary, Brussels.
Top American and Iranian officials are continuing their rhetorical warfare while insisting they want to avoid armed conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump says, quote, whatever they want to do, I'm ready. Asked about an exit strategy if war occurs, Mr. Trump replied, I don't need exit strategies. The president has warned that an attack by Tehran on anything American would be met with great and overwhelming force, adding that in some instances, overwhelming will mean obliteration. Mr. Trump also dismisses as very ignorant and insulting Iran's statement that there is no longer the possibility of diplomatic talks with the United States. All of this after the president stiffened economic sanctions against Tehran, even targeting the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This is VOA News. For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he'll be looking for consensus on trade and other contentious issues when he chairs this week's summit of the group of 20 countries in Osaka, Japan. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has a report.
Speaking at the end of Japan's current parliamentary session, Abe stressed the importance of global leaders overcoming their differences and joining hands in tackling difficult issues to send a strong message to the rest of the world. He said he hopes to lead the summit by patiently finding common ground in order to achieve concrete results, rather than stressing or focusing on differences of opinion. Abe also expressed hope that the US and China will resolve their trade dispute when their leaders meet during and on the sidelines of the summit on Friday and Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 16 months before the next U.S. presidential election, 10 Democratic candidates for their party's nomination are set to debate tonight for 2 hours in Miami, Florida. It'll be the first of two consecutive nights giving 20 presidential hopefuls the chance to shine for a TV audience of millions. Another group of 10 candidates will be on stage Thursday night. Top-tier entrant Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts will be among tonight's participants. Democratic pollster Brad Bannon says Warren has a genuine opportunity.
She's the only one of the so-called major candidates that's going to be on the night one panel. And so she has a chance to dominate. If she plays her cards well, it should work for her because she'll be the center of attention.
Thursday night, former Vice President Joe Biden, the leading Democratic candidate in national surveys, joins other top-tier entries, including Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Kamala Harris of California, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg of the Midwestern city of South Bend, Indiana. A father and daughter from El Salvador were found dead on Monday after they tried to cross the Rio Grande River from Mexico into the United States. Now, a widely seen photo of their bodies is causing deep controversy, both for the tragedy itself of the deaths and whether it is appropriate to share such sensitive images. Oscar Alberto Martinez Rodriguez got the toddler across the river, but after going to help his wife, the girl went under. He tried to save her, but both were swept away by strong currents. According to print reports, Martinez was frustrated and tired of waiting for a chance to request U.S. asylum and made the decision Sunday night to cross the river with his family. Palestinians are protesting an economic initiative being launched by the White House to generate $50 billion in investments in the Palestinian territories and neighboring Arab states. Unveiled at a conference in Bahrain Tuesday, the initiative is part of a yet-to-be-seen U.S. Middle East peace plan and is heralded by President Trump as the deal of the century. But Palestinians insist an economic vision cannot happen without an Israeli-Palestinian political settlement first. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America.